It's been nearly a month since Election Day, and the race for House District 34 has finally come to an end, with a four-term legislator losing his seat to a political newcomer. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has more.
After a recount in Juneau this morning, Republican Representative Bill Thomas of Haines has lost his state House seat to Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. Only 32 votes out of more than 8,000 separate the two candidates. Christ Tompkins was in Juneau to observe the recount and said it was tedious.
It was watching 8,232 pieces of paper being fed into optical scanner machines.
But the Democrat wasn't nervous. It seemed apparent a couple weeks after the election, when the bulk of the absentee ballots were counted, that Christ Tompkins would maintain a lead. A final vote count of overseas ballots solidified his win, followed by certification of the election. But the difference of votes between the candidates was still less than half a percentage point, within the range for a state-funded recount. Thomas waited until the deadline on November 28th to officially ask for the recount. Both candidates picked up a handful of votes during this morning's count, but the final tally did not change the outcome. Christ Tompkins' final vote count is 4,130 to Thomas's 4,098. The winner said the recount finally closes the book on the drawn-out election.
This is the point of punctuation on the election, and it's a relief to have a sense of finality for the whole episode.
Thomas said he was not surprised by the outcome of the recount.
You know, it's good to have it resolved and be done with.
Thomas signaled in recent weeks that he knew a recount would not likely change the election outcome. Staff was already packing up his legislative office on Main Street in Haines, although it won't officially close until mid-January. But he also said despite his first reaction the day after the election, when he said he would not run for office again, he said Monday he will leave that possibility open. He said he's interested in getting into fish politics and we'll see where that leads. And unlike some of his off-the-cuff remarks toward Christ Tompkins a day after the final vote count, Thomas offered more practical advice to his opponent on Monday.
You know, yeah, I wish him good luck. You know, he's going to need it, and I want to know how he's going to fund all these projects. But you know, campaign promises are hard to keep.
Christ Tompkins said he's been hiring staff and gearing up for his move to Juneau. He said while the recount is the end of the election, he's still anxiously awaiting his swearing-in on January 15th to begin his term as representative for House District 34. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.